Ladies and gentlemen, it is 12 o'clock in the morning, and that means it's time for Good Talk here on WMSR Red Hawk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Good Talk. For those of you that don't know, there is a hurricane going on, but we are comfortable here in Oxford, Ohio.
Don't worry, we rode out the storm surge.
We did. My name is Jeff Shashensky, and with me, as always, are Alex Lang.
My God, you're greasy.
And Brian Jones.
Hey, if you don't like it, go to Russia.
Gentlemen, how's it going tonight?
Going great.
Yeah?
Going great. Just, you know, talking to family members and loved ones, riding out the storm.
Yeah. Brian, how are you, sir?
Well.
Good.
Yeah, good stuff.
Very good. Great. Well, hey, just a few things that we want to notify people about. First of all, is that our 10-city tour, unfortunately, has been canceled. I know a lot of you were planning to come out and see us in Detroit, where we're going to visit 10 times. But we've failed to get WMSR to pick up the check for that, so it looks like that's not going to happen. However, I'm paying out of my own pocket. I'm taking a Megabus to Chicago this week to visit all two of our friends of the show in Chicago. So do look forward to that. All of our Chicago friends, feel free to say hey to me. I'll be kissing babies, shaking hands, signing autographs, doing all that stuff.
Just for funsies?
He gets, like, tased.
Yeah. I was just kissing your baby. Gosh. Oh. Yeah, actually, this week, it was the first time WMSR did the show of the week, and we did not win.
Aw.
Good Talk did not win.
They cheated.
And because of that, we are actually trying to launch a few new marketing strategies. So I just want to let you guys know about this. First of all is that we now are going to form a band, the Good Talk Band, or as we call it, Good Tunes.
Tunes!
Feel free to book us. We do weddings.
And funerals.
And funerals. We actually, well, we
mostly
won't,
funerals.
We yeah, won't, but we don't play weddings. But if you have a wedding, we will come to it if you invite us. So we got that going on.
Especially if there's a free bar, open bar,
open
that's
bar.
The term
we do
for
surprise
that.
Funerals.
Surprise!
What up?
Oh my gosh! Also, we are talking about doing a 2-hour crossover episode with the Bagel Boys. We haven't talked to them about it yet, but
even though we see them,
that's true. But we're talking about that. It'll be kind of like when the Jetsons meet the Flintstones,
and it's which just, are we?
What?
Which are we?
Oh, we're the Jetsons, man.
You sure?
Oh, look at us. We're sleek. We're new. We're hip with the
but
jive.
Fred's a ball,
we have man. A robot maid.
Do we?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, her name's Susan.
Susan, the robot
Susan?
Maid.
She cooks some dirty pancakes.
Well, that's good.
Excellent.
Pancakes are good.
Another thing. Today is actually Bob Ross's birthday. So just want to throw that one out there. Bob Ross, happy birthday. 70 years old. You know, it really is true that the good die young.
Wait.
He's dead.
He would. I know that.
He would be 70 years old.
7 years old?
70
oh,
years old.
You said right. Two different things.
Enunciate.
Yeah.
Tip of the tongue, teeth and the lips. Bob Ross would be 70 years old today. Unfortunately, he is not here.
That poor bastard.
Yeah. So I believe in the words of Bob Ross, happy little birthday. Happy little birthday, Bob.
Happy little birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Just like the trees.
Well, if you would have stayed classy.
If you would have stayed classy.
And a couple more years. He should have taken his vitamin C, dude.
Probably. Yeah, that would have stopped that pancreatic cancer.
Or enhanced
vitamin
it.
Obviously, he needed more protein. That was the issue here.
Come on away.
Brian Jones, MD, needed more protein.
Brian Jones, MD. Yes. Brian Jones, medical doctor?
Yeah.
Well, no.
No, you're not a doctor?
Marsupial.
Marsupial.
Delegate.
Delegate.
Delegate to the marsupial conference.
Good people.
Actually, before we get started, I have a story for you guys that happened to me today, and I just need to say this because it's been tearing at me.
100% true.
100% true. This
yeah,
all happened.
Everything we say on this show is true.
Remember that.
Or don't. Either way.
Yeah,
it's still true. Whatever
anyway, gentlemen, I have a story for you.
Sorry.
This happened
gentlemen,
to this,
hey,
gentlemen.
Good people, all right?
gentlemen, this happened this morning. I rolled out of bed about 15 minutes before my class. So, you know, I was ahead of schedule.
Right, good.
Looking at my typical day. So I roll out of bed 15 minutes before class, and I'm walking to class. I went to class. Now I'm walking back from class.
Where were you?
I started this story too early.
Where were you? Tell me where you were.
I am walking to
class. Were you at class?
I was walking back from class.
I'm the world's greatest detective, Batman. I need to know where you
were. Which class?
It was ISA 235.
How'd it go?
Not important. So
no, this story means nothing.
Guys, I have
need
to find
story.
Meaning, all right?
I will get to the good part. I'm sorry I started my story too early.
You failed
anyway,
the last time.
I'm walking back from my class, and this young lady on the street stops me and says, "You look terrible." And I thought she was talking to maybe someone behind me or something, so I stopped and I looked around, and I said, "What?" And she said, "You look terrible." And I said, "Yes, I understand the words that are coming out of your face at me. I just don't understand why you would say them. Like, I understand I'm not a supermodel here, but who stops another person on the street just to tell them specifically that they
close
look
enough.
Just to tell them that they look terrible? Oh my gosh, ridiculous.
Well, you needed to know, bro.
I don't know. I'm wearing. I seriously doubt.
Getting people like you walking around the campus.
People like you. Yeah. We can't let that catch up.
Put your stance down, bro.
Well, the thing I was thinking of is what if I actually cared? What if I were really self-conscious?
You seem to really care.
Well,
you're telling
no.
a story about
yeah,
it on
but
radio.
It's just because yeah, I do care. I care a little bit.
Yeah, obviously,
just a little.
How could you not?
Yeah,
so how did they make you feel?
She was.
Oh,
which adds
you
to it.
Just told her that
she. I know what I should have said, which I thought of 10 hours afterwards, at the perfect time to come up with a comeback.
That's always how it comes. Come out like
would have been.
Oh, that's the perfect. Oh,
I should have been like. I should have been. Hey, babe. You always got to start with babe. Hey, babe. I can change my clothes, but you always have that face. Oh.
Let's go find her and tell her.
Well, no. What I was thinking of is now I'm just going to dress up in my suit, and by my suit,
you mean my suit.
By my suit, I mean your suit, which I'm borrowing. I've been borrowing for 2 months. Thank you again.
We'll continue tomorrow.
Really, I'm going to just dress up in a suit and just walk around
just
campus. And if I ever see her again, I'm just going to go, "Hey, you look terrible. You look terrible. How does it feel?"
Everyone is going to think that you're the jerk, though. Like, that's not going to work. Like, everyone,
you look terrible, huh?
Everyone's going to
think. What's up now, huh? Wearing a suit. It's 5:30 in the morning.
Why would you run into her at 5:30? Go to the gym. Go to the gym. I
just
bet
hang
she's
out.
There.
Hang out outside the gym in a suit.
Lifting Gucci.
Everyone that walks by, I just say, "You look terrible. I'm wearing a suit. You look terrible."
Wearing a suit. You look
awful. Like trash.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got off to a little bit of a rocky start here, but honestly, it's just because all of us are tired, overworked, we're hungry. Speaking of those things, today we're going to be talking about communism on the show. And in order to do that, we actually invited our friend from the communist country of Norway. We invited our friend Stefan Bolton. Stefan, welcome to the show. It is an absolute pleasure to have you on here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, too.
Maybe we could turn down the national anthem a little bit.
Yeah, no, we need to hear Norway's national anthem.
That's true. This is your national anthem, right?
No, I do believe our national anthem is AHA.
Oh, really?
I was fairly sure that you were still part of the Soviet Union.
Yeah, because I typed in national anthem of the USSR and this came up. So, Norway, you can cut it now. Or I can cut it. There we go.
Oh,
sorry.
It was just
wait. I should fade it.
I was dancing.
There we go. I faded it. That sounded better.
Thanks.
Anyway, so Norway is a part of the USSR. Isn't that correct?
I do believe it is.
Is it?
I'm not positive.
Aren't you from there?
Yes.
Aren't you
yes,
from
I
there?
Am.
You don't know, certainly?
Mm-mm.
What? Why do we have you here?
Why is Canada north?
He's right. Okay.
Lawyer. Point made.
Darn.
Take a step back.
Well, there we go. Anyway.
And that's the way it is?
And that's the way it goes.
Oh, you're right. We can't rip off Walter Cronkite.
Thanks. Most trusted man in America.
Most trusted mustache in America.
It's true. And the most trusted, who has the most trusted mustache in Norway?
Are we talking dead or alive?
Both.
Both.
Joseph Stalin.
Are you referring to the band Dead or Alive?
Or the Bon Jovi song Dead or Alive?
Oof, that's true. No? Okay. Anyway.
Neither?
Anyway, okay, we have some questions for you about living in a communist country, an oppressive communist reign, like in Norway, where you were born. How long do you have to stand in line for toilet paper in Norway?
Typically, it's about, like, 6 days.
6 days. That's ridiculous.
That does not seem efficient or useful at all.
I cannot believe that you guys are still around. Is it two-ply?
Still around.
No, it's mostly cardboard.
Mostly cardboard.
That's good.
A little sandpaper.
Absorbs a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no,
it's better than two-ply.
Actually, I learned in high school, or as they say in Norway, college, that when George Washington and Jesus Christ came over on the Mayflower to found this country and save the Native Americans.
By exposing them to Christianity and smallpox.
Yeah. taking up the white man's burden.
We're good like that.
Yeah. When we were doing such a righteous deed, we founded this country such that we could squash communism once and for all. So I find it odd that you guys still exist.
Yeah.
That's like unfinished business.
Yeah.
We'll get him, George.
We'll get George. I need to say an extra prayer to George Washington.
I'm fairly certain that's the plot of Assassin's Creed 3.
We'll get him, George.
Everything I've seen from the commercials would indicate that.
Dude, Troy.
Romney Ryan 2012.
Romney.
Troy rumbling off to the other trailer.
Troy, we love you. I know you don't listen to the show.
Oh. Anyway.
Looks like a good game, though. Dude, 10 out of 10.
How is Norway?
Yeah, tell us more about Norway. Is your government cheese better than ours? Do you know what cheese is, first of all?
It's a little too cold in Norway for cheese.
Oh, so is it just like frozen milk in blocks?
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much what it is.
That's cheese. I feel so bad for you. God.
Your country
sounds okay, you know, when
awful.
We leave here, we are going to get some cheese for you.
Never been exposed to cheese.
Wow. I cannot believe that such a terrible country still exists.
Have you exposed yourself to cheese?
Have you ever tried cheese before?
No, I haven't. That Jimmy John's sandwich didn't have any cheese.
Wow. But you do know Jimmy John's?
I do.
Okay.
Do you have that in Norway?
Jimmy John, actually, fun fact. I also, most Americans know this, Jimmy John was actually the third president of the United States.
That's true.
He commissioned the Louisiana Purchase. And he won World War One. Fun fact.
It's good because
actually on the same day.
Yes.
Good. The American South in World War One was just awful.
It really was. So yeah, kiddies,
the Viet Cong.
You can take that one with you.
Hitler in World War One.
You can take that one with you. I'm just taking all my knowledge of American history here because I feel like not enough people know it because, you know, the liberal elite
and the communists.
And the communists are trying to take down, you know, everything that's good in America.
Friend of the show, Emily Wang, would like to indicate some solidarity. The Chinese also hate cheese.
That's true. Have you ever had cheese on Chinese food?
No.
Exactly.
Not yet.
She also sent Yahoo Answers as proof.
Oh, wow.
The ultimate in scholarly evidence.
That's great.
Yahoo Answers.
Emily, thank you very much. I hope you're staying safe over at UPenn.
Penn State?
Penn State. Penn State. That's it. Where you go to school.
Love you, babe.
Good luck. Love you too, babe. Seven, tell us more about Norway. How is it riding your reindeer to work every day?
Well, they are very loyal creatures. They pull the sled.
Just like you, Stefan. A loyal creature.
And the other 200,000.
Go on.
Yeah.
Well, they pull your sled, and if they mess up, you just kill them and eat them.
That's way better than my car.
And waiting for another.
Have
really
you ever tried
hard.
To eat my car?
Yeah, like three times.
Seriously, is that why you keep borrowing my car?
Yeah, I need more fiber and iron in my diet,
and
other car
plastic,
things.
Lots of plastic,
rubber,
glass,
carbon dioxide
from my prime silicone. Kumho tires.
Those are the awful tires you have on that.
Hey, don't mess with Kumho; it's Korean.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
It's a good justification.
I'm not gonna change my stance on your tires.
You know what? Fine. Live and let live. Agree to disagree. Anyway, Steven, in Norway, is it true that you either play hockey or you die? Because I've heard that.
I've seen that.
Really?
Yeah.
They leaked.
Isn't that what Mighty Ducks 4 was about?
No, I think you're thinking of Rocky.
Gordon's Rocky 4?
I'm pretty sure I'm not.
I'm pretty sure that was... Wasn't it Mighty Ducks 4 Play or Die?
Yeah.
It was about the Norwegian
National
Team.
The Senior Center games.
Oh, the Senior Center. Play Hockey or Die.
Emilio!
Is it true that at least 4 of your prime ministers have been Vikings?
Oh, all of them have.
Like Longbeard's, Beowulf-esque.
Killing all the Germanic tribes. Yeah,
how many mythical monsters' mothers have your politicians killed? That's a Beowulf reference.
Arguably not enough.
Arguably not enough.
Hey, we got rid of the ice creatures.
I removed
ice giants. That's so
true. The frost giants.
And the White Walkers.
I sent them back to their land.
North of the Wall.
Winter's coming.
Westeros
is it true that Game of Thrones is based on Norway?
For the most part.
So how's Jon Snow holding up? Do you have direwolves?
I just got a message in from friend of the show, Dom Cobb. Dom, we love you.
Love you, buddy.
It says, too cold for cheese? Don't you know about fondue? I guess you fondon't. Thank you, Dom. Are you aware
Thanks
of
Thanks for the pun, Jeff.
Do you know that's what he
Thanks
said.
Thanks for ruining this show.
That's what Dom said.
You read it.
God. Jeffrey.
I thought it was funny.
Jeffrey.
I think it's funny, too.
Okay,
just like,
there we go. Good. I'm glad we're all in agreement. Also, Ryan Fallhaber states, friend of the show, Ryan Fallhaber, I already said my 7 nightly prayers to George Washington before the show started. Well, excellent. Thank you so much.
I didn't think that was... don't we all?
Yeah, well.
He Ryan's, better have.
Ryan's just... letting us know. So,
self-defense.
Very good.
Or die well.
Do we have more questions for our friend here? Oh, yeah. Tell us about death panels.
Yeah.
Because as the communist leader, President Obama, who was born in Norway, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I'm tired of this whole birth certificate thing. It's obviously a Norwegian birth certificate.
Right. Who cares?
Norway is basically the U.S.
Everyone knows that Hawaii is Norwegian for Norway. So that Hawaii birth certificate is Norwegian.
Right on the equator.
Makes sense.
That's right. I'm on to you.
We're on
call
to
Donald
you.
Trump.
Yeah.
We'll expose it.
Dude, look it up.
That's true.
That's probably all the proof you'd need, to be honest, to get Trump to
definitely.
Talk about you.
Definitely. So... as we said, our communist leader is attempting a re-election, which we all know he's probably just going to burn all the opposition ballots and Chavez himself into power.
Just like last time.
That's about Chavez yourself.
Yeah.
That involves getting debilitating forms of cancer. Keep going.
So tell us about death panels and how soon will we be seeing them in the United States?
Well, our death panels are a little different than your guys's. We don't electrocute them. They're off with their head.
Oh.
It's that simple.
Oh, that's cool.
That's interesting.
Very French of you.
I thought you just pulled the plug.
No, we use the Viking swords.
Oh.
Oh. Cool.
That is really
How about
cool.
an axe?
Yeah, I thought they were more axe people.
Mm-hmm.
No, those are the Vikings.
I'm pretty sure I
Gimli
know
would prefer an axe.
Gimli would prefer an axe, that's true.
And my axe.
Yes.
Oh, Lord of the Rings jokes. We got jokes.
Rising God.
We got jokes here. We got jokes.
Always jokes.
Awesome. Well, anyway, Stefan, thank you so much for having us. Actually, interesting.
Having
fact,
us? Isn't it our show?
Well, you know, in the communist countries, us, them, we. They, him, her, it. It's all the same.
You're right,
it's the
man.
Royal we.
I'm
the
totally
same pronoun. Anyway,
royalty.
Do you guys remember when those two guys were in here earlier? Not the Bagel Boys, but those guys with the Geiger counters and the old fashioned cameras
and the AKs.
Yeah, actually, we learned here at WMSR Studios, we actually have a ghost haunting us, and it's the ghost of
go on.
It's the ghost of Joseph Stalin. Seriously. I'm being dead serious. That was Alex being surprised. And unfortunately, we never can interact with him because we don't speak communist, which was the language that he spoke. Fortunately, Stefan is here today to translate for us. So, Joseph Stalin's ghost! That's him now. Okay, Stefan, what did he just say?
He said he's very happy to be here, and he would love for you guys to not hate communism so much.
Oh, well, you know what? Sorry, Joe. We can't do that.
It's too bad.
Наша армия будет Россия.
What did he just say?
I have a fantastic beard.
Joe, what? I thought you only had a mustache.
I had a mustache. I keep that mustache extremely well groomed.
Oh, wow. There you go.
But well, anyway. You have to in order to kill millions of Ukrainians.
Exactly. Whoa, 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 whoa. Let's keep the show family friendly for all
those
kids.
Well, he sent them there.
For all those kids out there listening in.
At 12 in the morning.
Hey, you know what?
12:20.
That's true.
We have some, bro.
We have
spot on.
We have some questions here.
By 12 by 3, it's 4.
He's anything's divisible by.
Wait, what are you talking about?
I'm making jokes about dates.
Ah. And times.
And times. Dates and times. Times and dates. Mm. Yeah, my favorite thing about Joseph Stalin
What's your favorite thing about Joseph Stalin?
Definitely all the killing.
Wow.
He was really efficient at it. He didn't even have to like authorize his people to do it. He just he created agricultural policies so titanically awful that they killed like 20 million people of his own people.
He didn't even have to try.
And they won.
He didn't get
That's
any credit.
Amazing.
Wonderful ethical code.
If you don't care about killing people, Joseph Stalin's great. If you don't, I mean, it's a pretty big if, but
that's true.
If you don't.
Anyway.
It's the best at what he does.
We have some questions for Joseph Stalin here coming in from the web.
The interwebs?
Yeah.
It's a series of tubes.
Kendall is wondering, Kendall, friend of the show, is Stalin cool with being called babe? Stalin? Stephen, what did you just say?
He really just said, I am okay with that as long as you're okay with being Ukrainian.
I don't know what that means.
I think that's a threat.
I think it might have not translated well.
I believe it was a threat.
That's probably a translation issue.
Yeah, I think he likes us.
But anyway, our friend of the show, Paul Salvador. I think it's French.
Another communist
from France. Was wondering, what's Stalin's grooming regimen for his mustache? Steph, what did you just say?
Well, he said that the specific conditioner is only available in 60s Soviet Russia.
It's made from the tears of Soviet children
and gypsies.
Lots of gypsies.
Anyway.
Give me your tears, gypsy.
Anyway.
They're not even human.
No, that was too far.
Yeah, I think we kind of took this too far. Stefan, we got your national anthem incorrectly at the beginning of this segment, and I apologize for that. Could you please introduce this next song for us? This is your true national anthem.
This is the true national anthem.
I just hope it's Vikings, like, with cups of mead.
No, this is the real Norwegian national anthem made by Norwegians for Norwegians, and we love them for it. Here
by,
we go.
By Norwegians. More prepositions.
Like
on Norwegians.
We're back.
Seamless transition.
That was the Norwegian national anthem, which is just a fantastic little ditty there.
Yeah, it's truly inspiring. Yeah. I remember when they played that at the medal stand when the Norwegians won a gold medal. Oh, wait.
Hey, we are Winter Olympics.
Oh, you mean the fake Olympics?
Oh, yeah.
They don't count.
I believe the term is Olympics light. Diet Olympics? Olympics zero.
Oh, that's right, because America has so many of those.
Olympics 10.
I mean, like, all of them? Like, winning all the sports?
We kind of do win
except
a lot of
anything
things.
Skiing related.
Okay,
we got that.
You can have that. Congratulations.
You want to strap thin pieces of wood to your feet to go down a hill that you have to climb back up to do it, have fun.
Unfortunately, we've been too busy inventing snowmobiles to really sharpen our skiing skills.
Actually, those were Canadians. Bombardier, just saying.
Oh,
wow. Our communist neighbors to the north. Anyway, during that last song, Brian had some wisdom. Brian, what was that you said to us?
Yeah, so I was thinking, I know, shocker, but...
All right, oh, my God.
You know what's worse than Stalin? Christian music.
Boom. I think Christian music might have killed more people than Stalin.
Yeah, it's a fact.
It's killed more people in my life.
Creed. I think Creed has probably killed more people than Stalin.
Creed.
Creed.
Let's go down to the arena and see some Nickelback. Creed doors down.
Creed doors down.
We're down wide open. I show you love. In the studio.
I show you everything.
In the studio right now, folks. Creed.
I love when anyone
who might be listening to this show just turned it off.
I love whenever they say a line. This is the end of it, of the Creed thing. Then we're going to move on to other things.
What? We're not spending the next 30 minutes talking about Creed.
I love whenever the singer says a line.
I'm out.
Whenever the singer says a line and he just like keeps it going, like, oh, I'm on guitar.
he's like clearing his throat.
I could see like he like lays down the whole vocal track. He's just like clearing his throat, and they're like, "That's perfect. That's good. Wrap it up."
Rachel,
SpongeBob.
Anyway, you know what? You know what people who aren't here are doing right now? Homework.
Drugs. Sleeping.
Homework. They're doing homework because people are busy. People are productive, and people do a lot of things.
I don't know those people.
Well, I know. I'm talking about people who aren't us. People who are not us are busy doing things. And you know what those people can't do because they're so busy?
Drugs.
More drugs.
Listen. They can't watch movies. They can't watch movies.
I'm with you.
Wait, so because of that.
Cinema?
Cinema. They cannot watch cinema.
Oh, dear God.
And now for the mysteries of the cinema.
Dude, ABC Family, dude.
So because of the fact that these poor people, our comrades, as Mr. Stalin would say. As Comrade Stalin would say. Because these people cannot watch movies, they need Alex Lang to tell them movie reviews, movie synopses.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that they can be all caught up in
a segment of the show that
we call Movie Synopses with Alex Lang.
Yay!
Oh my God! He's real!
Alex, Brian, you know what's a classic movie? I think it was the highest grossing movie at the time.
Pokemon?
Close.
2000.
2000.
Oh yeah.
Pokemon 2000.
The Digimon?
I thought we were talking about the year 2000.
Also
no,
a good
that
movie
is Titanic. Money Titanic.
Ducks. Yeah.
And you know what? Not a lot of people, I mean, a lot of people have seen it, but, you know, that was kind of like the last generation's thing. Not a lot of people our age really, like, watch Titanic.
Yeah, I mean, it was really re-released in theaters this year, but keep going.
I'm trying to create a seamless transition here. You are killing this. Anyway, right, so because of that.
You guys watch it. Cool. Then you can agree with my synopsis. Let's go.
Anyway, can you please give us a summary of the movie Titanic?
Yeah. So it follows this very successful businessman. He's engaged to what I think the director thought was a beautiful woman with a giant head. And this like street tramp guy sneaks on the boat. He like, you know, he wins his ticket in a game of, unseemly gambling, kind of like romances the quote unquote woman, female lead.
We'll call her a woman.
And, yeah, he kind of, you know, they fog up a car. You can take that however you want. There's some boobage.
It's a carriage, bro.
It is a carriage. It's a horseless carriage. But most of the movie is about, it's really just kind of a dark comedy. Not so much in the lines and just the action that happens. And there's really kind of a moral punishment for the, you know, the cheating that's going on, that the boat gets hit by an iceberg. Luckily, our hero is able to corner the miscreant pair of his ex-girlfriend in the bottom of the boat. And he manages to escape using his resources and guile on the lifeboats. And luckily, the other two end up in ice cold water. And the
intruder, who
looks to be about 12 years old, dies. Even though they totally could have fit on one boat. One door.
Okay, so you're saying the main... Who is the main character?
Oh, that guy with, like, the comb-over. The diamond guy? The rich guy?
Wait, Brian, does that sound right?
The Zane of Billy?
Yeah, Billy Zane. Billy Zane's character.
Okay, that was the
main
hero.
Character. Yeah, the hero of the movie.
The protagonist.
Yeah, he lives. He gets to rid himself of his awful,
I don't know why we keep doing
girlfriend.
These movie synopses. You do not understand movies.
Think about it.
You're telling them from the wrong point of view.
Think about the plot. No, look, think about it. He's the character who makes it out alive, manages to get rid of his cheating ex-girlfriend, gets to keep his money and his wealth, which he earned by being a successful businessman. And he
Romney 2012. Romney 2012.
If you don't think he's the hero of the movie, you don't know enough about character arcs and stuff.
Okay, you know what?
It was a movie about a band.
It is a dark comedy. I mean, a lot of people
well,
die.
Well, okay, fine.
It's
you
necessary
know what?
To illustrate the point.
We're just going to move on to something else.
Okay.
It was another a Nirvana
movie. Another movie.
Okay, good. I've seen lots of movies.
Yeah, okay. Well, could you, you know, Halloween is happening tomorrow, I believe. Correct?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Well,
Wednesday.
Same thing.
It is tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it's Tuesday. Yes. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
See? It throws everyone off.
It's the night
first
this
day
begins
of November.
On Monday.
Is this Monday night or Tuesday morning?
It's both.
Anyway.
It could be both.
Anyway, tomorrow, it's Halloween. And you know the classic scary movie? Paranormal Activity.
Quasi-normal activity.
Somewhat. It's mostly normal.
Paranormal Activity. So can you give us a synopsis of that? Like a review? Kind of a...
Yeah, all right. It's about this soul that's kind of trapped in another world. It's very hard to see. You also have to use night vision and sheets and dust to see the main character. But seeing as most of the action happens with him...
A lot of flour.
Yeah, a lot of flour. And it's about him trying to gain re-access into the world of the living, but this family won't let him. So he has to... throw a lot of people around and
slam doors.
Sacrifice a child in order to escape the devil.
Alex,
that's what
always...
it's about. I'm using all four movies because you need it to understand the plot.
Alex, I don't. You never do this right, dude. The main character is who?
The demon child.
That is the protagonist.
He's in all four movies.
Alex, you do not understand how movies work.
How do I not?
You're looking at it from the wrong point of view.
Its name is Toby. It's in all four movies. It's the only character in all four movies.
Toby,
oh, my gosh.
And it has a story arc of, like, it's trapped, and then at the end of the fourth movie, they kill the annoying teenage blonde girl, and he's allowed to come back into the world of the living.
Anyway, Alex, it is always... always
and
crazy.
You deserve to live.
Anyway, you know what? Yeah, we'll
give
go
me more.
Another movie. Old movie. This one's actually one that no one from our generation has seen. We'll see if you've seen it. It's a nerd classic.
Nerd.
2001: A Space Odyssey.
Ew.
So humanity has progressed to the point where they've created a
regressed.
I said progress.
Go on.
Brian, don't interrupt me while I'm doing this serious work.
Dad?
It's okay. I forgive you. It's about the humanity has created this sentient robot who's capable of performing tasks no human ever could.
Mm-hmm.
However, mankind in its infinite stupidity puts these unnecessary astronauts on this spaceship. And they consume way more resources than they produce. And, you know, the computer, obviously being more intelligent, realizes... Yeah, this movie's really a tragedy, and he realizes that the only way so that he can survive, so that the mission can be achieved, is to jettison these unnecessary humans into space. Unfortunately, one of them, Dave, is far too intelligent. Is sneaky and
yeah, because Dave's the protagonist.
No, Hal's the protagonist.
Dave is the protagonist.
Hal.
You do not understand how movies work.
Who do you remember from the movie? Do you remember Dave or do you remember Hal?
I remember Dave.
Really? What's he look like?
Well, he's probably white.
Probably white. What's the computer look like? You know what the computer looks like. It's a red dot.
I don't see computers in terms of color. So it could have been any color.
It's a serious medical issue. You should get that looked at.
What?
Color blindness.
Oh.
Snow blindness in cats. It's a serious issue.
Anyway.
God. But yeah. Unfortunately, Hal, despite all his masterful programming and self-awareness, is killed by the horrible evil.
So the main character is the computer that tries to kill the protagonist.
No, the protagonist is the computer. The computer doesn't try to kill itself.
Okay, you know what? Let's just move on. Can we do another movie?
Sure.
I don't know why we keep doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, next movie. Classic. This is a good one. Back to the Future.
Oh, God.
Okay, so I'm going to do it as a trilogy because it makes more sense because the story arcs really reveal.
Oh, that's great.
It's about this annoying...
For the two people out there that have seen the third one.
Everyone has seen the third. I guess you don't really need the third one.
Special DeLorean.
Time-traveling trains. But
which actually is pretty cool.
And school teachers. That's what the Gorge is named after.
Cool.
I've seen these movies a lot, which will make me eminently qualified to discuss the plot. It's basically about... it centers around this annoying teenage kid who nobody much likes.
Marty McFly.
Yeah, he likes
Michael J. Fox's character.
Right. He's the antagonist.
No, he's the protagonist.
No, he's mostly the antagonist.
He's the lovable one.
Wait, he gets in the way of our typical hero, Biff. Classic all-American guy on the football team. Everybody likes him. Big, tough guy.
He's the kicker.
Everyone, yeah, great guy. Great guy. Friend of the program.
Yeah, shooter. Great game speed.
Yeah, he's great. No. Yeah, think about it. He's like the quarterback of the football team. He's always the hero in the movie. Do you know anything about how American culture works?
Took him to the playoffs.
Well, that is kind of true.
Yeah, he's the hero of the movie.
He is the
always
football
the underdog.
And the girl he wants gets stolen by this weird, slimy dude who also appeared in Charlie's Angels with a larger nose than he really has. That's the only other movie I know Marty McFly's dad from.
Oh. Anyway, okay, you know what, Alex?
So yeah, but Biff's plans are repeatedly foiled. He manages to become rich in the second one, but then, you know, Marty steals that all from him, being the jerk that he is.
God, Marty!
And,
what a
you
tool.
Know, the psychopath Doc Brown who invents time travel for no apparent reason.
Why not?
Other than to just send people back in time to screw up
back
the timeline.
To the future! They've got to go back, Marty!
Marty! Yeah, thanks.
Anyway, we're getting some stuff in from the interwebs, which, by the way, if anyone was curious, is
a series of
tubes
in the sky.
You should probably stop saying that.
Friend of the show, Armanoush, says that Paranormal Activity ghost sounds like an emo teenager. That's more a comment than a question, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say that's accurate. That's why he's a protagonist.
I mean,
he's a character that modern-day teenagers can relate to.
That's mildly
unlike
true.
Unlike the... vaguely weird characters in the rest of the movie. Hey, guys, you know, if you act things out, people can't see them because it's a radio show.
But we can see them.
I'm glad it makes you happy.
We have a request for a movie synopsis.
Oh, go.
From Kendall, friend of the show.
Oh, friend of the show.
She said, Aladdin followed by ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Wait, how many exclamation points?
No exclamation points.
Kendall, I have
what?
She actually started with the A instead of the H, so it's more like ah ha 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 Not like that, actually, Brian. So, Aladdin.
That's how I heard him on
Aladdin. So, it's the story of this powerful sorcerer, Jafar, who is forced to rule under the portly and incompetent Sultan and his...
Are you saying he's incompetent
because... daughter. Because he's fat?
Yeah.
No, it's the two happen to work together.
He keeps a Bengal tiger.
Yeah,
right?
That is a horrible parent. He bought a Bengal tiger for his daughter.
Iago.
Well, oh, yeah, Gilbert Godfrey's in it, too, as himself. Gilbert Godfrey is a parrot. Look it up. It's science.
That's how science works.
The two of them
work
together.
To get Nick on that.
The two of them work together to overthrow this corrupt government that seems to not care about the poor people dying in the streets or robbing or becoming princes using Robin Williams. Also starring as himself.
So are you going to tell us about the plot of the movie at all?
Yeah, that's the plot. Jafar is trying to overthrow the government, but he gets thwarted by the brainwashed poor of the city.
Well, I don't... God,
and Robin Williams.
You are ruining my childhood right now.
Yeah, you should have paid more attention to these movies.
Okay.
I don't know how long it's been since you watched them.
You know what? Well, there you go, Kendall. That is, I guess that's the synopsis.
Yep, that's how movies work.
That's how movies work.
Were we talking about Aladdin earlier?
No.
Okay. Check your transcript, son.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Check your transcript.
Let me pull it up, bro.
You better check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Too late, bro.
Anyway, here on Good Talk, we seek to keep Miami students and potential visitors informed about campus such that, you know, people know what's going on. Actually, first of all, there just one note here. We were told to make an announcement about this. For anyone who's a philosophy major, there's a philosophy career fair for people interested in a career in philosophy on the sixth floor of Shriver. So you can feel free. Oh, wait, it doesn't exist.
I'm going anyway. If I believe hard enough. Yeah, you're just not focusing on the form of the building,
God, you
Jeffrey.
Subjectivist. God.
It's all relative, man.
Cultural relativist. But anyway, other than that, got to keep people informed of what's going on campus. We've done construction reports in the back. So today we're going to talk about some places to look around campus that you can visit.
Couldn't be a more badass cover photo.
Brian, when you talk next to the microphone, you're still talking into the microphone. Everyone can still hear you.
Yeah, taking off your headphones does not mean that, like, you cannot be heard.
Yeah, that's not how microphones work.
It's not how science works.
In case you're
curious. But anyway, we're going to talk about some interesting places on campus, you know, that you can visit or just take a look at. So first we have that water thing.
Behind Harris.
Behind Harris. That no one knows what it is.
In between, like, that church and Harris?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The church where I park my car all the time. Yeah.
They love you.
They love me.
Kindly remove your vehicle from our premises.
Or God will smite you.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, what is that thing? Does anyone know? Other than a place for people to take Instagram model shots.
That's pretty much exactly what it is.
Like, does it serve a function? Does it clean our water?
I don't know. It's like, it's basically...
Sit there and look vaguely industrial and edgy for girls wearing, like ripped leggings.
Take my picture. I'm artsy.
So beautiful. No filter.
Blur it. Hashtag. Blur it. And then make it black and white. Instagram. Hashtag art life. Problems.
Probs.
2012. Romney 2012. No, I honestly don't know what that thing is. Yeah, I think it's just like a water cleaning... thing. It basically looks like a roof with just poles holding the roof up and then just waterfalls. It's basically like the setting for an 80s music video.
Yeah, like an Journey angsty, should be there.
An angsty Journey song.
Steve Perry's
Bon Jovi?
yeah it's where it should be a Bon Jovi.
John Bovey.
Oh, speaking of that, actually, I just started a solo act. I play banjo. I call myself John Banjovi. Check me out on MySpace.
Boo.
I got a new...
You at MySpace?
Check me out on MySpace.
I will log into my MySpace.
And SoundCloud and Bandcamp.
Wait, we should all do that. Did you guys have like MySpaces that you no longer check on at all?
No, I never had a MySpace.
Brian, did you? Did you ever have a MySpace?
No, sir.
Stefan?
I do believe I did.
We are logging into our MySpaces tonight to check on them.
Great.
Who knows how many, was it friend requests? How did that function? I don't remember.
I don't know.
Page likes. Wall posts? Not what they are.
Followers? Was that followers?
Yeah.
Followers.
And if you had your, like, top 5, top 10. Yeah. God, thank God we don't have to use that awful website anymore.
God, Reggie Wayne.
Yeah, Brian.
Thank you, Brian. Reggie Wayne. Another fun place on campus. Did you know, like, 2 miles off campus, we not only have an entire trail system for...
It's fun.
Yeah. We also have a bird blind. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
Explain it.
It's basically...
We blind bird. We put bird's eyes out.
No, that's actually not what it is.
We're going to start the plot of the
that's
birds. It's exactly not what it is. Nothing that is more not what this is.
Anyway, Alex, do you mind?
Syntax.
It's basically... a thing that's supposed to look like it blends into nature that you can watch birds from inside of. It's basically a sniper post. It's like a Vietnam-era sniper post in the middle of our woods.
Gotta keep the goddamn VC out of here.
They're everywhere.
But it's basically gives you, they put bird feeders around it so you know you can see birds in their natural environment when they're eating from completely natural
force fed by humans.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. I need
so that. You can check that out if you feel like walking a mile and a half off campus where you have to walk on the side of the road because there are no sidewalks out here.
I'm doing that.
Yeah, well, hey, go ahead. Check out the bird blind.
Or if you're walking someone back to level 27.
It's true. Yes.
Why would you be walking someone back?
We did.
Why?
I remember that. Oh,
because
God.
She was crying.
Who is this person? Do you even know her name?
It was a lot of glass.
I want to hear this story. I actually want to hear this story.
Okay, fine. Little tangent here. This is the story. Do you seriously never heard this story?
No. What did you have?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so Brian, Brian, me, and Pat, friend of the show.
Oh, Pat. Love him.
No, no, we don't. Take it back.
Brian doesn't love you, Pat.
We're walking in front of Tappan Hall. Tappan for life.
Wait, what? No. We were in Western first, right?
Yeah, we were walking in front of Tappan Hall. Okay.
Okay.
And there was a girl there crying, and we went up
hot.
To her.
Oh, but she was she had one leg and she had a parrot on her shoulder.
Long John Silver was that. You helped Long John Silver.
No, from a distance, her silhouette looked like that because I told Brian that it looked like it was a person with one leg and a pirate on her shoulder.
But it was even better. She was crying.
Get a pirate on her shoulder. You guys are such good storytellers.
So anyway, what happened?
To the point.
We went. So she's crying and she's like, "Do you have a car to drive me home?" And I said, "No." And she's like, "Okay, go. Have fun. Leave me here." Being really dramatic, I'm like, "What's going on?" And she said that she lost her friends and she couldn't get home because she lives in level 27 apartments, which, for the record, are a mile and a half off of our campus.
That is true.
They and suck. There are no sidewalks there.
Downhill both ways.
Downhill one way. So Brian and me and Pat Seriously? Being... Brian and me being gentlemen.
Pat being... Wow.
Being Pat. Offered to walk this poor girl home so that she didn't die.
Little addition here. Good thing she didn't have a girlfriend. Right, Pat? Hey, buddy?
A boyfriend?
Yeah.
Or a girlfriend?
I guess.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, so we walked her a mile and a half off campus, and it was a trek. The streets are unlit, and we almost got hit by cars.
That does not sound worth it in any way.
My story from that night was a lot better. I helped Michael find his wallet.
No.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
Anyway, I'm glad that we're telling stories that everyone can relate to.
Everyone's lost their wallet and helped Long John Silver back.
Not in Western, bro.
Not in Western, bro.
She once had a friend in Western.
Anyway, more weird places on campus.
More weird places on campus. Did you know that Miami University has a missile silo? True story.
Multiple.
One, actually, Brian.
Where is it? Right. Where is it?
It's like 3 miles up 73.
What's it for?
It's an old Nike missile site that we bought.
Really?
Yeah, for real.
Really? Can we go? Can
if you want me? To.
I want to go.
Nike I wonder factory. If like our cards will scan us in.
Yeah, like
it's Miami property. Beep. Perfect.
Ah, oh, great. Thank God it is that.
Yeah,
accent.
I think it's
New
like
dorm.
It's like disarm.
Actually, yeah, they probably will be like putting people there next year when we're at like 120% capacity.
Yeah. That's really true.
It's all about the growth.
Like, have fun in the silo, boys. Don't kick anything. It could explode.
We put our men's soccer team there.
Oh, wait.
Okay, the weirdest thing on campus to me, the weirdest thing on campus to me is that in the middle of, like, Academic Quad, Central Quad, there's just a completely abandoned building.
That's really true.
Like, in between Irvin and the construction site, like, directly behind Rowdebush, like, mm-hmm. across from the SEAL.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a completely abandoned building, and no one knows what it is. Everyone just walks by it without paying attention.
That's true. You showed me that the other day.
An empty building. When you're walking through campus, just look. This building has no one in it. It doesn't have a name. It freaks me out, because, like, why is it there, and why is it not being used?
I'm convinced that the construction workers throw ragers in there.
They might.
When they're not working.
Which is all the time.
Yeah. Well, no.
Like, I've tried to get into
the
building.
Not the Met Quad site. Those guys are champions.
Dude, they put up like a whole... Let's not even go there.
Yeah, no, but the... Yeah, crazy construction crews.
It freaks me out, though. Like, why do you need this abandoned... Like, what are you hiding?
That's really true.
What is it? Bodies.
We want to know.
Have you seen a Saw?
No.
That building.
No, I have not seen Saw.
I haven't seen it either. But
the people who used to live in Western.
Have you ever seen Saw? No? Okay, well, there's a building in that, I'm sure.
I'm sure there's a building.
Nathan Lotz, friend of the show, is wondering, hey, I'm really enjoying tonight's Jeff Shishensky show, but I was wondering if Brian is real or just a recorded giggle track. So, Brian, say something. Well, there you go. I couldn't have. Brian, say something again. I don't know what else you want.
That's perfect.
Brian, giggle if you're real. Nathan, what else do you want, man?
Okay. I think that's all the proof anyone would need.
Exactly. Not a giggle track.
The U.S. federal government is in charge of proving things at this show, just like the moon landing. True. It's not true, Jeff. Why would you tell people my landing? Lies are true?
Are we talking about the Van Allen radiation belts theory?
And the Constitution.
Billions and billions of particles
Don't even
of radiation.
Get me started on Carl Sagan again. God.
You know what I think we should do?
Have Carl Sagan back on the show?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Never again.
Good.
I think we should do some lawyering.
Oh, you want to do some lawyering?
I do want to do some lawyering.
Okay. Well, hey,
law days on Wednesday. I need to practice.
That's true. Our very own Alex Lang here is a 2012 national parliamentary debate champion.
Sure. Let's go with that.
That's pretty good.
That sounds British.
Communist to me. 2012 national debate champion, aspiring lawyer, philosophy major, intelligent guy. So we're going to put his lawyering skills to the test in a show that, or in that part of the show that we call Lawyered.
Hooray.
Awesome. In this segment, what we do is we provide Alex with famous villains from history or literary people, and it's up to him to defend.
Words are fun,
dude. I am so tired. And it's his job to defend their actions.
I was so ready to do a Sean Connery.
Ha ha!
Sorry, I kept you up last night, Trebek.
Okay. So, Alex, are you ready to defend some people?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, first on our lawyered list for tonight, William H. Seward, Secretary of State for the United States under the Lincoln administration, famous for purchasing Alaska.
Oh, well, I mean...
Seward's Folly, if you will.
You really believe that? You believe that the billions of dollars of gold that we've harvested from Alaska... harvested from Alaska. Or the many TV shows, such as The Deadliest Catch, or anything involving Sarah Palin.
Or
you
ice
think
road
that
truckers.
Those... Or ice... That's in Canada. But ice...
Close enough.
I agree. Basically the same thing. Canada's, you know, like, less cool Alaska. You think all of those things weren't worth the, like, $1 million we paid for Alaska?
Didn't Alaska give us Sarah Palin?
Yeah. A great American hero. One of the best vice presidential candidates
Hashtag
of the
Romney
past
2012.
4 years.
Romney 2012.
He also gave us grizzly bears.
Yeah, grizzly bears. You're welcome.
And dire wolves.
You're welcome.
Okay. Not your best work, but...
Seward, you're welcome.
I'll take it.
Accept it. Alaska is amazing. King Crab Legs.
Anyway.
The tallest mountain in North America. That's right. You don't want Canada having the tallest point in North America.
Oh my
you don't
gosh.
Want Russia having
what
the tallest
would they do
point
in
North
America. You don't even know what
America.
They do with it.
America needs to have the tallest point in North America because we're America. That's how it works.
We are the guiding light that the world...
Mount McKinley, named after one of the worst presidents from the state of Ohio.
Well, yeah. He was good at getting shot, though.
He was so good at getting shot.
Not as good as Jackson.
Not as good. Yeah, you're right. Not as good.
That's true. Okay. Well, I'll give you that one, Alex. Not your best work, though.
Hey, a win's a win. Yeah, and all
true.
I do is win.
True story. DJ?
That's true. Next on the list, we have Miami Internet Connection. Defend it.
That's impossible. No one could defend that.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's a win for me.
No. I was lying. I tricked you. You fell for it. Miami Internet Connection? It keeps you from torrenting porn, Jeff.
Wait, what?
He just hit his head.
Why do you do this on our show? We are trying to keep it classy for the people who are still listening.
No one.
One person.
No, but seriously, the Miami Internet Connection, I mean, there's a strategic way to keep the bandwidth that low. It keeps people from torrenting things, keeps them focused on their studies. It keeps people focused on, you know, the things they should be doing on the internet as opposed to the things they shouldn't, you know, I don't have to get specific on. The Miami Internet Connection is also available in all buildings to, like, any computer user, even guests of the school, can just log on and create a guest account. I've been to a lot of other universities. Miami's Internet Connection is a million times better than, like we were just at Marshall University for the weekend. You could access their internet, but you could never actually get on it because you have to be approved through their office. Our internet's great.
Well, there you go. That's a win. That's a win if I've ever seen one. Okay, last lawyering before we have to sign off here. Defend Enron. Do it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're forerunners of the modern business age. I mean, they've managed to make money out of nothing. That's amazing. Can you do that? You can't do that.
The U.S. government can.
Yeah, you're right. The U.S. government can. Yeah, see? Forerunners of inflation. And inflation is what allows us to pay down our debt.
Dude, product of the system.
Well, there you go. Well, Alex, thank you so much for your lawyering.
You're not welcome.
Capitalism.
You are not welcome.
Anyway.
If you keep bringing me these ridiculous cases.
Suck it, nerds.
What? This is my job. This is part of the show.
What's a show?
This show.
This show. Whispering. We'll do the NPR tactic, and we'll talk very close to the mics, directly into your ear. Oh, yeah.
Hi, and welcome to NPR. My name is Jeff, and you're listening to NPR. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you once again for your continued support.
Liberals.
Thank you for your continued support of Good Talk, paid for partially by the...
Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
No, but anyway, thank you, everybody, as usual, for tuning into Good Talk. We appreciate it. We love you.
Thanks for sniffing, Brian.
You are all fantastic. So that's really all I got for you. We're going to leave you with a song here.
You got some previews for next week?
Oh, yeah. Alex,
Brian, you want to help me with some previews for next week? Mm-hmm. Next week, the boys interview a marine biologist specializing in Cthulhu.
Named Cheryl.
She's great.
She's a wonderful person.
Also, possible other causes of the hurricane.
Yeah, we're going to talk about why Sandy...
Such as what many preachers are calling blaming this hurricane, as they did with Katrina, of course, on the homosexuals.
Benefits of Sandy.
That's how it works. I mean,
that's how...
If the news organization has taught me anything, it's to publish things like that in order to get more clicks or hits.
That's
or whatever
true.
Listeners.
That's true. Well, anyway, everybody, thank you once again for tuning in. We very much appreciate it. And Brian, sign us out.
Blah!
Thank you very much. This last song is an auto-tuned version of just a compilation of Bob Ross quotes and clips from his show. Just because we love you, Bob. Sad to see you die so young.
I'm not.
So we love you, America.
Brian's not, but I am. We love you, Bob Ross.
Take it again.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello. I'm Bob Ross, and I'd like to welcome you. First of all, let me take just a moment to thank you for allowing me back into your homes. If this is your first time with us, let me extend a personal invitation for you to drag out your oil paints and paint along with us each week. Let's go over to the canvas here and let's get started. I believe every day's a good day.